2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. Here we go. The 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Scary. There's Scotty B at Master Control. There's Gandhi. Where's Danielle?
She maybe went to the bathroom.
In the potty,
not
100%
sure.
Go to the potty.
I think she took a
wee
break.
Here
comes
Garrett,
and there's Straight Nate. And Brody's there, and we have a new couch to celebrate.
Yeah, new couch.
But we can we hear you, Brody?
Hold on a second. Whoa. What's going on? First of all,
I don't know. I hear Danielle somewhere
too. Danielle's voice is coming through.
Oh, she's doing spots.
She's in Scotty's room.
She's recording things.
Okay. But where's Brody?
Brody.
Okay. First word starts with, I don't know.
Big.
Okay. I don't know. We're having an audio problem. Scary, can you fix that?
I mean, I'll log out of this program.
His shirt says, I'm Brody.
Why can't we just do charades with Brody this morning?
Brody needs to reset his jankety computer. The problem with him all along is he's been using this computer that the station gave him from 2004, and he refuses to have it upgraded. All the IT engineers, he drives them batty because...
All right.
Whatever.
I love how people come out, you know what your problem is? Come on, stop picking on Brody.
And Brody can't even fight back right now because he's silenced, so Scary can just go ham.
He
unfair.
He can fight back because we're going to play Brody Charades.
Yeah! What is that?
All right. Well, Brody can't talk to us, so he can do charades with us. Brody, are you good at charades?
I think...
Yes, no?
You know, you have to use your hands with charades.
Yeah. Can he hear us?
Oh,
he said he can't hear us.
Now he can't hear us?
Brody, nod your head yes or no. Can you hear us? Yes.
Okay. Play charades.
So you can play charades then. So
yes.
No, he doesn't want to play.
Oh, Jesus!
Come on, man.
Oh well. Anyway, so is this the new set? The new couch? This is a new couch. I know. Look at that. Now, is there a bed in there? Can you pull out a bed? No. Okay.
What happened to the other one?
This is so funny.
Yeah. What happened to the other couch?
It's downstairs.
Oh, no.
Oh, we can hear you now.
We can hear you.
Oh,
now.
Thanks, Scary. So the couch that was here is now in the basement. This couch was in the living room, and now I have a new couch in the living room.
Oh, this Whoa. Is good news.
Wait now, a minute. The den isn't in the basement?
Always thought you were in the basement.
Me too.
No, then it would be called a basement.
Dens are in basements. Yeah. They could be in basements.
You can
right.
have that.
No, this
hey,
is a den. The basement's over there down the stairs.
So, Brody, so what happened to make your microphone work? Because Scary was blaming it all on you and your jankety computer.
In the background,
I was resetting his audio program, and it took a couple of minutes.
It was Scary.
Okay, so it was Scary's jankety computer.
Right.
Okay. I wanted to play charades. Why are you being such a butthole? How come we can't play charades with you?
Oh, hello.
Such a butthole.
Well, I can play charades now that I can talk. This way I can cheat.
We can't do that.
How do I play charades? I have to come up with a movie title?
You could still play charades, anything. Even though we can hear each other.
We'll move on then. We'll come up with some other brilliant idea. All right, who has a brilliant idea?
Wait, is this the podcast we're doing?
Yes. Yeah.
I you walked in Elvis? The middle of it. I thought we were just chatting.
This is like yesterday when Danielle was chatting and Elvis thought it wasn't the podcast.
It's deja vu.
I had no idea. All right, does anyone have anything they want to bring up? This is like our staff meeting.
Can we talk about what happened with the Amazon at my house?
What happened with the Amazon at your house?
With the Alexa?
What? Oh, I was going to bring that up on the air. Oh, no, yeah, bring it up. Go.
All right, so Sheldon, you know, he loves to surprise us with new inflatables for the front lawn for Halloween. Mm-hmm. The more the better in my house, right? So he's been having them delivered, but I know what all the inflatables are because the Alexa will show me a picture and say, hey, your package has been delivered, and shows me what it is. So I know every single inflatable that's coming, and I'm like, oh, that one's really cool. And the poor guy thinks he's surprising us, and he's not. Aww, I feel so bad.
Well, I know, but is someone going to tell him now that you're blabbing this out?
Hopefully not. Maybe he's not. Maybe he doesn't watch this or listen to
this. What's your surprise face going to be like when you see
it? I'm going to be like, wow, thanks, honey.
That looks good.
Well, now so you know what it feels like to be you. What well, I love you, about you give away all the answers and all the gifts at the Christmas.
What I love about Alexa is, see, I don't. You have the one you can see because it shows you pictures of what you ordered. Mine's just a little disc, the Echo or whatever.
Yeah, same.
And it'll say, oh, and she'll be glowing. And I'm like, oh, and I'll say, Alexa, give me notifications. Notification from Amazon Shopping. Your inflatable avocado has arrived. And Alex is like, what the fuck are you ordering an inflatable avocado? So she can get us all in trouble, this Alexa.
Hey, speaking of Alexa, you know that they're now doing celebrity voices, right? So you can have Samuel L. Jackson as your voice of your Alexa. He's free. But they just added Rachel Ray, and she's $4. I'm not paying $4 for her to, you know, to tell me the weather.
Wait a minute. Samuel L. Jackson should be the $4.
Yeah.
Right.
He's more famous.
Well, he was
famous.
Like the free first one. And like you could get him to, he'll say, say what again? Like you could have a conversation with him and he's great. But the Rachel Ray is, I think it's.
I would pay for Rachel Ray only if I ordered EVOO.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not Rachel. I'm sorry. It's not Rachel Ray. Who's Melissa McCarthy? It's Melissa McCarthy. Sorry.
I'd pay for her too. Wait a minute.
See, my problem with Alexa right now is it's, you know, in basically every room of my house. And when we send my 5-year-old to his room because he's, you know, being a pain in the ass, he'll set things off in his room knowing that things are connected. So he'll say, Alexa, turn off the kitchen light. And the kitchen lights will turn off as he's being punched. Alexa, set off the Rumba, and then the Rumba will start going.
Nice. He's like, you want to sit in my room? He's fuck awesome. You, watch this, I'll turn the light off.
Son of a bitch, 6 years old, smart as hell.
Sit me to my room, I'm going to vacuum your dining room.
Yeah. That's great.
All right, the staff meeting continues. What else needs to be brought up? Any business we need to take care of in front of the whole world?
Mm. Well, we have a busy week next week, and then everybody's leaving. Most people are, not most. A lot of people are leaving for Vegas on Thursday, so it's going to be a busy week until you guys leave.
It's just me and you, Nate, staying home.
I know. How about that?
I have the list here. Monday, Dr. Oz is going to be on. Jerry O'Connell, who we love. Tuesday, Ed Sheeran's going to be on with us. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, Lil Nas X is going to be on.
So cool.
And then Thursday, our friend Enrique Iglesias is going to come on.
Cool.
He's out on the road. So we're going to talk to him about it. So that's next week. And then Danielle and Gandhi and I will be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival working. Scary's going just to be there. I guess. Are you working?
No, they're putting me to work. I have a full schedule.
Are you working?
Are you doing concessions? What are you doing? Selling hot dogs?
They have a whole itinerary for me where I have to hang out with some of our advertisers and some of our listeners. We're going to do some VIP tours. It's going to be a good time. Yes. I'll be at the day stage with you guys.
That's
my favorite thing is we fly into Vegas and we work Friday night and then Saturday all day and then Saturday night and then we catch a red eye and we come home.
Yeah.
We leave actually before the show is over. Don't tell anyone. Anyway, so it was like, oh, you're going to Vegas. How fun.
Yep.
Like, oh. They could be having this thing in Oshkosh. It wouldn't matter.
Right.
Because we're working.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
We don't go party.
They're like, oh, what a great little vacation for you. No.
Oh, yeah. Both my sister and my boyfriend were like, oh, would you like one of us to go with you and have a good time? I'm like, sure, you're going to be by yourself the entire time. I won't be around. Right. Yeah. By all means, come on down.
Froggy's wife, Lisa, always comes with me. And, like, she stays in the room and then she's short. And then the COVID guidelines are very strict this year, so she can't come backstage with us or anything. So it's going to be interesting to see. I try so hard to spend as much time as I can, but it's not easy.
Can't do it.
So we work a lot.
Froggy, a text message just came through. Tell Froggy, don't worry about the game tonight because Dallas is going to kick the Buccaneers' ass.
Good luck with your cowgirls. Good luck.
Cowgirls.
Yeah, good luck.
Why are you insulting girls?
Yeah, no, it's a known thing. The Cowboys are always the cowgirls.
But what I'm saying is, by you calling them the cowgirls, you're taking a shot at all girls. Like, oh, you...
You really are.
Not really.
It's not offensive if it's always been done. That's what's
It's always been done.
Right. Oh, I forgot.
Socially accepted.
Yeah.
Racism is fine with him. It's great.
Yeah, because there's always been racist, so it's okay with Skinny.
Right, it's fine.
Yeah. But you know, I'm with you, Gandhi. I'm with you on that one.
Thank you.
Elvis, you know what I noticed this week, too, when we talk about those awkward conversations where really people just want to, like, fill the void of quietness. It's like, oh, so the weather today. Yeah. I saw all my guy friends this week have the same thing when they're talking to me. So, football starts up this week.
Oh, it took place of the weather conversation.
Yeah, no shit. Like, okay, yeah, that's great.
Great.
I didn't know what they were talking about.
Hey, you're the one.
Hey, you Scotty must be a cowgirl, Scotty.
Hey,
obviously.
Dude, you ate three New York Jets Dunkin' Donuts the other day.
That doesn't mean
no,
he knows
I did
what
not.
The hell
I just
they,
ate the frosting off of them.
No.
Scotty, yes. You've been so quiet. What's on your mind today?
I don't know. My friend Andrew is here. We're going to record a new Serial Killers podcast today.
Oh, what cereals are we talking about this time? Hi, Andrew.
Speaking of football, one of our listeners in Cleveland sent this limited edition box of Chubb Crunch. I guess he's a player on
Yeah, Nick Chubb. Yeah.
Nick Chubb.
Wait, wait, Scotty, what position does he play?
He's even a running back or something.
Yes.
There you go.
Or something. Yeah. What does a running back do?
They run back.
No.
Yeah, Scotty.
No.
He's close. Why not? All right, so serial killers. Okay, yeah. Any other business? I like having our meeting, our staff meeting right here in front of everyone.
I warned Nate and I both warned everybody this morning about the breakfast choice, about the place to go for breakfast. And now I see Gandhi didn't like her breakfast very much.
Untrue.
There's a burnt piece of chicken sitting on a
Untrue.
Plate.
I like First mine. Of all, it was delicious. I split it in half to give half to Danielle.
That's right. She hasn't gotten to it yet. I will. 1,000%.
I like how Scary just assumes things.
Yes.
Right. Although, Scary, in your defense.
General lies.
Wait.
Sam did have an issue with her breakfast.
What happened?
She ordered a wrap. It was supposed to be egg and cheese and feta or something like that, and there were figs in it.
Did you put an R on feta?
No, feta.
Figs and feta sound fabulous.
So figs, she did feta, not like fabulous. The figs.
Oh, speaking of figs, Brody, why don't you tell everybody what you learned about your favorite fruit?
Okay, so you know when you learn something disgusting about something you like? You shouldn't find someone else who likes it and tell them and ruin it for them also.
What happened, Brody?
So you guys know I love Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
I love figs. And so a listener of ours tweeted me and said, I don't know if you know this, Brody, but figs, those little things in the figs, some of them are parts of wasps because wasps have to go in and fertilize the fruit.
Is that true?
Yeah, I looked it up. So I didn't want to ruin it for anybody else, which is what Scary would have done had I not said it. But I was pissed at the guy because it's like, oh, I just found out something gross that ruined my day. You like them. I'm going to ruin your day also. So what you do is you find someone who doesn't like figs and you go, hey, you hate figs?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this. And then they go, yeah, I hate them. No wonder. But you don't find someone who likes figs and crap on them.
Figs are notorious to have. They have bug parts in
them. So are you not going to eat them anymore?
Gandhi. No, I'm still going to eat them.
Oh.
Why are you whispering to Gandhi?
We learned this in Singapore, right, Gandhi?
Yes, we actually walked through this park that had fig trees, and they picked some of the figs, and they gave them to us, and they told us before we ate them, there are some bug parts in here, but it just adds to the flavor.
But don't we all know? I mean, hot dogs, they've got all sorts of parts.
We are
eating things that we are not aware of every day.
Yep.
But you're right. If you tell Brody that there's a piece of a wasp in his Fig Newton, he's probably going to be a little turned off.
Well, it's the same thing when I don't tell my kids, my little one, she won't try anything. So if you tell her what it actually is, she'll never try it. Never.
Oh,
like we went to Odeon yesterday also and got the corn ravioli because I love, love, love it. And I tried to get Cooper to try a piece and she's like, no, I'm not trying that. There's brown things on top, you know, because they had the truffles on there, you know, so I wiped it off and she's like, okay, if you let me go to the balloon saloon over there, I'll try a piece.
Did you tell her that truffle was picked out by a pig snout?
Did you tell her there's nothing wrong with brown things?
Yes, I did. I sure did. So she ate a little piece of it, and her face went sour right away for no reason. She spit it in a napkin and threw it on the floor.
Oh. She ruined an Odeon ravioli.
It was a quarter of it. I ate the rest of it.
Yeah. Can we go back to cookies for 1 minute since we're talking about figs? So Malamars are out and today. You know, Malamar season is only like in the fall and the winter. In the summer, they don't make them because they melt, I guess. So if you're a Malamar fan, Malamars are back out.
Isn't your husband a big
fan?
Oh,
my gosh. He loves Malamars.
And what is that, a chocolate-covered marshmallow?
Right. It's chocolate with marshmallow. Oh, it's so good.
Just so you know, a good substitution is, when they don't have them, a good substitution is pinwheels. Nabisco makes them, I believe, and it's the same kind of thing, and it's marshmallow, but they're just different shapes.
Sounds like Ollie's a fan.
Yeah, Ollie and Max.
Tell Sheldon there's parts of water bugs in Malamars.
I don't think there is, but okay. Tell him.
Everyone knows that.
Cockroach cookie.
Yeah.
Why not? So what do you think the score will be in the Bucs game tonight, Frog?
I'm going to go with Buccaneers 24, Dallas 10.
37.
Okay.
Hey, Froggy, will you text me when Ed Sheeran's about to perform and I'll turn the TV on?
No chance.
Okay.
Seven. No chance. Ed Sheeran's excited. Right. He's in a Doja Cat song.
We got to get out of here. We love the new couch, Brody. It's fabulous.
It's an old couch.
It's a corduroy feeling to it.
It's new for us.
That's very true. Nice.
All right, bye.
Bye. Go Bucks.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.